Hello and welcome to In Conversation With, a podcast of The Lancet Oncology. My name is Marcia and today I am joined by Professor Georgios Liratsopoulos from the Institute of Epidemiology and Healthcare at University College London to discuss his and colleagues' population-based study on risk factors and prognostic implications of diagnosis of cancer within 30 days after an emergency hospital admission. Professor Liratsopoulos, welcome. Your study focused specifically on risk factors and prognostic implications of a cancer diagnosis after an emergency hospital admission. Why focusing specifically on this setting?
Thank you very much for the kind invite to speak about our study. And I would like to start by crediting the fantastic collective effort of our 48 co-authors from six countries involved in the project. Now, to answer your specific question, there are two key drivers that made us focus our study on the examination of risk factors and prognostic implications for cancer diagnosis after an emergency hospital admission. The first driver is the rich tradition that we have in cancer epidemiology of population-based studies that examine variation in cancer survival between countries. This goes back to 1995, when the first Eurocare study was published, and continues to this day with many other initiatives examining international variation in cancer survival, such as the CONCORD studies and also research by the International Cancer Benchmarking Partnership. This previous research has documented persistent differences in cancer survival across many different countries and jurisdictions within those countries. But how much of the variation reflects differences in other diagnosis or treatment is not well understood currently. So that was the first driver. The second driver was earlier work, particularly from single countries and particularly from England, first published in 2012 and 2013. And that research established the concept of routes to diagnosis or diagnostic routes in cancer healthcare epidemiology. So these earlier single-country studies showed us the way in studying how patients, what are the healthcare pathways to diagnosis of cancers in a population of cancer patients. And they have also demonstrated that cancer diagnosis through a particular diagnostic route, which is the emergency presentation, is associated with substantially worse prognosis in terms of risk of mortality. And that risk is above and beyond what can be expected by the risk confirmed by stage of diagnosis. However, again, from that prior research, we did not know how this diagnostic route, how emergency presentations compare and how often they occur in an international context. So these were the key drivers for our study, which had the aim of understanding how often are patients diagnosed as emergencies, what are the predictors and consequences of emergency presentations across the participating countries, and also to examine whether differences in the frequency of emergency presentation could partly explain variation in cancer survival between countries.
Thank you. Data were collected in six high-income countries: Australia, Canada, Denmark, New Zealand, Norway, and the UK. Why were these countries chosen?
Thank you. Yes, our study belongs to the family of studies coordinated and supported by the International Cancer Benchmarking Partnership, or ICBP, as it's known for short. This partnership, which has been going now for over a decade, is a global collaboration of clinicians, policymakers, and researchers. And we seek to explain cancer survival differences between countries. And these countries have comprehensive cancer registries, a similar health system and health system expenditure, and universal healthcare access. And of course, all these studies are done with the aim of helping to improve cancer care and outcomes. So this explains the specific focus on the countries that participate in the International Cancer Benchmarking Partnership. But it's very important to note that our study findings document that the diagnosis of cancer as an emergency is not in any way a single country or a single health system issue, and it's likely to represent a global issue that ought to be studied in many more countries, both high-income countries, but also middle- and low-income countries.
And can you give us a brief overview of your chosen study design and methods?
Yes. So ours is a population-based study using cancer registration data enriched by linkage to hospital administration data. We focused on 8 cancer sites, which were esophageal, stomach, colon, rectal, liver, pancreatic, lung, and ovarian cancer. Our aim was to develop a measure to capture emergency presentations and then examine the frequency of emergency presentations by cancer site, by age group, and by stage of diagnosis, and also its consequences for short-term mortality after diagnosis. And of course, to correlate it with jurisdiction-level survival. We have defined emergency presentation as diagnosis of cancer within 30 days after an emergency hospital admission. And we developed this measure as one that can be defined in different health systems and different data sources and has a resonance with the underlying construct of clinical emergency. We have used a federated analysis model, which meant that the primary analysis was conducted in each participating jurisdiction, and the findings were collected centrally.
What were the main findings of your paper?
Yes, there were 4 main findings. The first one was that emergency presentation is among the 8 cancer site studies is fairly common across all participating jurisdictions. So we found that at least 25% of all patients with studied cancers are diagnosed through this route. The second finding was that emergency presentations have consistent associations with cancer site, age group, and stage of diagnosis. This was consistent across all participating jurisdictions. Taking, for example, pancreatic cancer was always, across the jurisdictions, the cancer with the highest percentage of patients diagnosed as emergency presentations. While on the opposite end, rectal cancer had consistently the lower frequency of emergency presentations. Patients who were 75 to 84, or those 85 and older, had consistently, across the jurisdictions and cancer sites studied, a greater risk of diagnosis through emergency presentation. Further, patients with more advanced stage of diagnosis had consistently greater risk of emergency presentation than those diagnosed in early stage. So this was the second finding. The third finding was relating to the prognostic implications of emergency presentation for the patients. And we found that across all the cancer site studies, and across all the jurisdictions, being diagnosed with an emergency presentation was associated with substantially greater odds of 12-month mortality after diagnosis. And the fourth finding was that between the jurisdictions, a greater percentage of emergency presentations was associated with a lower percentage of patients surviving to 1 year. This was true for 6 of the 8 studied cancers, which were stomach, colon, liver, pancreatic, lung, and ovarian cancer. We find no such association for esophageal cancer and for rectal cancer. So in summary, we found that emergency presentations across the participating countries and jurisdictions, first of all, were common enough. Secondly, they were consistently associated with certain cancer sites, older age, and advanced stage of diagnosis. Thirdly, they were consistently associated with substantially greater risk of mortality. And fourthly, that variation in the percentage of patients diagnosed through emergency presentations in a jurisdiction was associated with cancer survival in the same jurisdiction.
So based on these findings, what would be your recommendations to better understand and deal with these risk factors?
Yes, we have come up with several recommendations that we believe are evidence-based and arise from the findings. The first one relates to how we do cancer surveillance and how do we monitor progress to cancer control. the old proverb, if you cannot measure it, you cannot improve it. So we believe emergence presentations should become a routine measure of cancer surveillance in order to help us understand the progress and target cancer control efforts. The second recommendation is that because emergency diagnosis of cancer is a complex phenomenon which has many contributions from tumor biology itself, but it also has contributions from patient behavior and healthcare system factors, we need to focus on the latter and help to understand what these factors are and act on them. Here, I should say that the experience from one of the participating jurisdictions, which is England, is very positive, as it has been observed in other data and other research that there has been a substantial reduction in the proportion of patients diagnosed as emergency since about 2010, following large-scale policy initiatives focusing on increasing patient awareness of possible cancer symptoms and the redesign of diagnostic care pathways for patients with suspected cancer. A third recommendation regards to screening. Screening, particularly for colorectal cancer, is a very effective way to prevent and reduce the proportion of emergency presentations for this very common two cancers, colon and rectal cancer. So increasing participation in bowel screening, where bowel screening programs do exist, or introducing such screening programs in countries where, not necessarily the participating countries, in other countries in the world where no such programs exist currently, is a very effective way to reduce emergency presentations and associated mortality with them, for colorectal cancer in particular. Thinking about it more globally as a cancer control problem, we should also re-emphasize the importance of prevention. For example, prevention of lung cancer through tobacco control. Lung cancer is associated with a high percentage of emergency presentations, but it's important to understand that most of lung cancer cases are preventable in the first instance. So preventing emergency presentations from lung cancer may also mean that we should try to prevent lung cancer in the first place. There are also, of course, many research priorities in this area, including understanding and acting on how the risk of emergency presentation varies by socioeconomic status or ethnic group. We should also, of course, try to continue to increase public awareness of possible cancer symptoms and health literacy about them. So in summary, emergency presentations is an important measure in helping us to monitor progress in cancer control and acting on a range of behavioral and health system factors, and improving cancer screening and prevention can help us to reduce the frequency of diagnosis of cancer as an emergency and the associated substantial excess mortality burden that goes with it. If we were able to reduce the proportion of cancer patients diagnosed through emergency presentations, we will be making an important step towards cancer control, both in the countries that participated in our study and more globally.
Thank you very much for agreeing to speak with us today and to all our listeners. This article is now available online at lancetoncology.com and with our May issue.